Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with two veterans of the Afghanistan conflict, both having experienced it from the point of view of decision-making and analysis for decades. And we're looking now at Afghanistan, darkness visible. The Taliban in charge of brutality, sometimes called medieval, but I think that that speaks poorly of the Middle Ages. The Taliban conduct themselves unacceptably, savagely. Pakistan, however, is the country that the Afghanistan people must depend upon for the trade routes, Afghanistan being a landlocked country. Also, the Pakistan and Afghanistan border is a source of conflict between, and then there's the Taliban of Pakistan. All of that adds up to the fact that you might not care about Afghanistan. You know how that finishes. Mr. Ambassador, there are new questions that echo questions you have identified before about the election going forward in Islamabad. There's a caretaker government right now, a man who I believe originates in the Balochistan part of Pakistan. And questions are being asked, when is it going to be? What's the date? And there's speculation that the military is going to delay this election as long as possible. Can you help me understand why these reports are coming in now? Has something happened?
No, nothing has happened. These reports are there are certain things in Pakistan that are news only because reporters choose to report them again and again. The fact remains that Pakistan is controlled by the military. The military is more in control today than it was when it was sharing power with civilians until last year. Imran Khan's defiance, former Prime Minister Imran Khan's defiance of the military after he was removed from office by his opponents in parliament through a perfectly legitimate means of removal, which is called a vote of no confidence in the parliamentary form of government. His defiance has led the military to be even firmer and harsher. They do not want him to win the next election. And so all these rumors, they can be coming from both sides. They are coming from those who want the election to be held but are worried that it might be postponed. And then those who actually want it postponed, both have a vested interest in spreading these rumors. In the end, these rumors will continue till the election day. I have seen elections in Pakistan where the campaign is ongoing, everything scheduled, and 5-6 days before the election, there are still people saying, oh, we think these elections will be or ought to be cancelled, and they weren't cancelled. So let us just wait. I think that the military does want the form of democracy to survive, at least for now, and therefore they will go through some kind of an election, and their focus will be on trying to make sure that the outcome of the election is more acceptable to them than is feared by some.
So the rumors that I keep reading them. The rumors are consistent with previous elections. There is always speculation right up until the vote. Is that correct, Mr. Ambassador?
Not always, but on more than one occasion, this has been the case. There are always people who would rather postpone the election. There are those who want the military to take over directly. There are those who want the military to support technocrats, straighten out the economy. And then all political factions kind of talk about the threat to the elections as a way of ensuring that that threat does not materialize.
Bill, we have a minute. The book Dunleavy and Hessen's book makes it clear that there are many thousands of people who are at risk remaining in Afghanistan. To your knowledge, are they still being evacuated by private means, coming out in Uzbekistan and Pakistan and in the surrounding countries? Is that still happening, Bill? We have 30 seconds.
Yes, John, it is still happening. These groups have to be very careful how they operate. It's difficult for them to be public about what they're doing because of the efforts by the Taliban to take them out, basically, to stop what they're doing. And keep in mind, the U.S. government is really doing very little to help get these people out. I think they're also, from talking to some individuals, there's some fear that the U.S. government could also start making their jobs difficult. But yes, there are still thousands of people in Afghanistan. Hundreds of them are believed to be U.S. citizens or green card holders who are still trapped under the boot of the Taliban.
Bill Rajo, Hussein Haqqani, I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.